Hello, everybody. It's Bill Bauman, and welcome to this second Thursday of this really big new year. Hello to every one of you. Every one of you, many of us, most of us probably are here in the United States, but there are actually a number of us sprinkled around the world. And I just want to invite us, just as we start, just to picture all of us as representatives of the whole human race, and in a sense representatives of the earth, just coming together. In a sense, it's us, the individual selves. In another sense, each of us, in a sense, represents a whole facet of humanness, a whole facet of creation. So I just want to invite all of us to let all of creation just be right here. I am so thrilled to spend this time with you. So just delighted to have us join together. I'd like to, on behalf of Donna and me, wish every one of us a remarkable new year. And you would just not believe it, but the title of my talk a little later is going to be, "Is This New Year Your Year?" Oh, I know you're looking at that title and you're saying, golly, that's brilliant. Is it my year? And then you'll be thinking about that. Anyway, speaking of Donna, I would like to say one thing, and that is happy anniversary that Donna and I just 2 days ago celebrated our 47th wedding anniversary. Yes, we were married at age four. Actually, we were supposed to be married. It was one of those arranged marriages. We were supposed to be married right after birth. But we looked at each other just as those little fledgling babies, and we said, no, I think we need to get to know each other a little more. So we put it off a few years. So that's our story, but enough about us. I'd like to also thank Donna for the photos that those of you who are on the web will see and witness throughout this this precious, precious time together that we have. And then the last thing I'd like to say, speaking of Donna, is I'd love to invite Donna to say hi to us. Hi, Donna.
Hi there. I just turned off my speaker so everyone could hear me.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I do want to welcome everyone to this first conference of the new year. And as Bill mentioned, it was 47 years on the 6th. And so we are very grateful, both of us, to have each other for this long of a time in our lives together. And I thank Bill for being the most absolutely beautiful partner I could ever have. And I'm so glad that all of you are connecting with us tonight. And in particular, I ask that we all send our love and blessings to the people of France right now. And with that, I'll hand it back to you, Bill.
Beautiful. Thank you, Donna, so much. Yeah, and thank you for that beautiful expression about me and our relationship. One thing is, many of you don't know is that between the age of 0 and 3, Donna really had to decide between me and a number of other people, and so it was a tough decision, but I'm just fortunate that I made the cut. So one last little announcement. Yes, it doesn't get any better than this. No, it just keeps going on and on at this level of terrible humor. So did you know that on January 1st, tidbit of trivia here, January 1st, in the year 42 BCE, before the Common Era, the Roman Senate, remember the Roman Empire, the Roman Senate posthumously deified Julius Caesar. First of all, I want to say, isn't that marvelous? And the other thing I want to say, so if you have not yet achieved sainthood and deification in your own life, there is still hope for you. After you die, somebody may do it, and if I'm still alive, by golly, I will be the one to do it for you. With all of that said, I'd like to invite every one of us to say hi. And the way that works, just because I think there are a number of people who've not been here before with us, is that if you're on the phone, of course, if you're on the phone, you might want to step off of it because you might crush it. But that's another story. So if you're on the phone, all you need to do once I say we're on is say hi. If you're on the web, of course, we can't hear you, but please just let your voice be heard anyway, even though it doesn't go through the airwaves of the phone. And if you're joining us at a later date, as many people do, just because you can't make this particular time, just say hi to us and feel us absolutely there as of now. So if everybody's ready, I'm just going to push a little button, and we're saying hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
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 Hi, everyone. My goodness. Oh, 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 oh. I just, oh, can't stand it. It's just too good. Thank you. So let's just for a moment just drink that in. That hello, drink it in as our embrace of you as we join together on this second Thursday of this month in this very, very, very sacred satsang-type time together where we're here to drink in blessings, and we've just drunk in the blessing of however many of the rest of us who in that hello just have given us their love, their blessing, and whatever is the gift that comes from all of them and each of them to you. So here we are together, and what a beautiful, beautiful time. As I've said so many other times, I look especially forward to this time because it's a time of such a sacred gathering. And so it's really not just about, not even maybe primarily about my talk. It's really about us. It's really about the amazing, remarkable self that each of us is, bringing the beauty and the magnificence of that self to us. And then we all join together and in the spirit of where two or more are gathered. In that spirit, we come together and just let the magnified light and wonder of each of us just fill the space of all of us right now. So it's a time of blessing, and I really, really mean for this time, right here, right now, to be the blessing. So I mentioned already the focus, the topic, the title of this talk, and just before I say it again, I want to say, as you know, what I do is I just kind of open up to what is it that the soul that we share, the spirit that we share, seems to want to have here as a focus to be put into some words, so that through those words, through that focus, something can occur, something can happen, whether that's a passive blessing that you just receive, or whether that's something that stirs within you or awakens within you, or whatever it may be, that this is our time. And so if I may be the voice of all of us to dedicate this hour to each of us being blessed, then it's my privilege to do that. And so the topic is, this new year your year? And it's interesting, as I was sitting here just a little earlier opening to, gee, what would be the focus that would be important, how that came to me. And I started thinking, just seemingly without focus, I started thinking, isn't it interesting how certain dates become like important markers in our lives? Like, for example, birthdays. You know, in birthdays, I know for Donna and me, we oftentimes have a birthday dream, either the night before our birthday or sometimes the night after. There's this dream that somehow announces what that next year is going to be like. Or I remember not that long ago, just another date, you'll remember it well, I'm sure, December 21st, 2012, which was, according to the Mayan calendar and some others, the ending of a certain marker of time and the beginning of something else. And I know for me, even though my mind wasn't overly engaged in that, something deep, deep, deep in my soul and psyche just came alive on that day and on the day after. And I feel like New Year's Day is one of those. You know, we make New Year's resolutions. We have pictures of old man time leaving and baby New Year coming in, all of which I think are symbols of an old facet of self, just toward the end of December in this, what I think is Gregorian calendar that we live under, just dissipating, just sort of falling away, just kind of dissolving. And then from a baby New Year point of view, it's like something else happens. And so I've noticed just over the last month or so, for so many of those I talk to, almost everybody I talk to, come to think of it, that I noticed throughout November, December, I noticed it being an ending of a chapter, a dissolving of, in a sense, who that person was for that time period, whether that was this last year, whether it was just several months, whether it was 5 years or 10 years. I've noticed, and that's what we talked about, is whoever they were was dropping away. And now I'm noticing that, gee whiz, January, it's the beginning. It's the beginning. So I just want to share a little bit about that for me, and then I want to really apply it to us. So for me, I noticed the exact same thing over the, maybe last 4 months, 3 to 4 months of last year, 2014. I noticed a significant shifting going on in my depths, my personal depths, in my collective depths, in my creation depths, in every bit of depths that I have. I noticed energy shifts. I noticed vibrational shifts in my body. I noticed every facet of me kind of singing the inner song of, sometimes doing the inner scream of how creation is creating itself anew right around that time of ending. And, of course, for me, I noticed as of that last week in December, the first week in January, I noticed in that shift that there was a new life. There was increased power. There were fuller gifts. There was a greater energy, and especially a greater energy for serving and supporting you, and in a sense a stronger presence. And as I think about that, you know, really, and I don't know if I speak for you or not, but there's probably not been for me a year in my life when there hasn't been some ongoing, dramatic, strong shift, change, movement, death of the old, birth of the new. And so I wonder, is it the same thing for each one of us here? If there are, let's just say, 100 of us, or perhaps more at this point, but if there are 100 of us here, I wonder how generalizable that is, that there's always, that maybe each of us is being born anew, both individually and together at the same time. Maybe we're on the same sort of rhythmic pattern, in a sense. And so that's what I'd love our time together today to be. If we assume a yes answer, that maybe it is in some way at least the same for all of us, that we're all very changeable and changing beings. If so, what's going on with you right now? What ended, or maybe is still ending, at the end of last year? What's going on? What's happening? What's maybe being given birth right now? And so I sat with that, because as you know, I sit here for maybe an hour or so right before, and just sort of let our spirit just fill me in with things. And so so I felt our spirit giving me what I feel like calling some assumptions. And I feel like saying, well, let me guess about what's going on with each of us right now. And so I came up with 5 assumptions. Or I didn't come up with them, they came up with me. No, that's not the way to say it, however it is. By the way, I'm still hoping that the Roman Senate will posthumously deify me after I'm gone. It's a marvelous thing, and by the way, I'm not being selfish about that. I think we could make it a group deification. And anyway, we'll maybe start a petition for that, and see how far it gets. But that's another picture. I don't know why you're getting me off the subject like that. So I've come up with about 5 assumptions. Yes, I apologize. It never does end. The first is this. You're deepening. These are assumptions about you. Let's make it very personal about you. The first is, maybe you're deepening. And in that sense, I've thought, well, you know, we're all, and this is my take on it, we're all enormously deep. There is like no bottom to the depth of us. Just like there's no top to the height or the infinity of us, we can go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and we could spend lifetimes, or as I think going to say in a little bit, we could spend all the many lives that we do in the one life we have here, just going deeper and deeper and never, never ending. And so my sense is, and here's a point I feel like making, that there's a you that lives, is alive and well in your depths, that maybe you don't even know yet. And I could probably say that about myself, and I bet we could say that about at least everybody in the world, and I don't know who that leaves, but we could probably say that about every one of us, that there's a self, there's a me, there's a you that's waiting. I just, in the last days, with almost every person I've spent time with, have noticed that, oh, look at that. There's a self in there that either the person didn't know about at all or was feeling but couldn't put words to it. And our time together was about just kind of like midwifing, like helping that self, boom, come into unity with the person and the person come into unity with the self, so that the person was changed and changed dramatically. So there's a you that's living there. And I wonder if, assuming that this year is your year, and assuming that here we are at the beginning of the year, which is a time of real birth, I wonder if it's time. I wonder if it's your time to be that you. As you just stay with that thought, I want to shift to my second assumption. The first is, of course, that you're deepening and deepening and deepening and deepening anew. The second is this, that something new, it just is right on the heels of where we were, something new is awakening. Something new is awakening within you. And it may or may not be a totally new gift or quality of yourself. Maybe it's a new facet of you that hasn't been there before, if you will. Maybe a facet that, as I like to describe it, you left on the cosmic shelf when you got birthed here. And just waiting and waiting and waiting. And again, very recently I had, what a privilege to talk to someone and to have us, I'll use the word download, as in download and install, download a facet of that person's self that decades earlier was left behind, when some facets of that enormous spiritual being birthed into humanness, and that person had to work his or her way through all sorts of real rough human dynamics, and then got free enough of those so that this self, this facet of self could come alive. So maybe, as sometimes happens on a birthday, but often happens at the beginning of a new year, where some force within us says, this is my year. This is my year not just to stop being in certain ways who or how I was, but to be something new, and maybe that something is awakening for you. So my third one, is that probably as a part of this shift, your personal energy is moving a lot. I remember just a few minutes ago when I was describing myself, probably in my life, three-fourths of the time, and of course if it happens with me, it must happen with everybody, right? Yeah, right. But for probably three-fourths of the time, there are dramatic shifts that are moving in me. They're either personal shifts in my energy, or they're shifts in humanity's energies that I just happen to be so attuned to and so deeply experiencing that I pick them up as if they were mine, or they're shifts in the nature of creation that could be universal, meaning in this universe, in other universes, or in other dimensional spaces or whatever, and because I'm one with those, I pick those up and I watch, usually in the depths of my being, I watch those things shift so that I can be present to the newness of life that's out there in the universe, that's in our human family, and that's deeply, deeply, deeply in me as the person I am. So if I can generalize from that to you in whatever way, my guess is, my assumption is, that part of what's happening these last few months is your energy is shifting. Something probably in your gut is moving and changing as some force, I could call it the force of your soul, some force is just having something happen, just instigating some change that requires your energy to change. And when I say your energy, what I mean is that energy, that life force that sometimes installs itself in certain patterns within us, patterns that hold us in certain orientations, that hold pain in a certain way, that hold freedom in a certain way. And those energies have to change so that the new life can happen. And oftentimes it's not at all comfortable, as each of us knows. But it's there to support a new you and a new life. And I wonder, gee, is that happening for you right now? May I move to my fourth assumption? It's a slightly bigger one. My guess is that life, with a capital L, life itself is maybe taking over within you, taking over more and more of who you are, so that your sense of self is expanding. And becoming grander and bigger and vaster and more expansive. So that who you were 10 years ago is, as somebody I just talked to this morning said, just kind of like a faint memory. It's almost like it almost didn't exist. But who you are now is so much bigger. And I wonder if this year is about you being bigger. More vast, more expansive, more of life itself. Again, perhaps with that capital L. More of the bigger self that you are, more of the bigger life that's beyond the specifics of just this person of you. So that you are you, yes, and maybe will never stop being you, but you're more. You're more that we can't even apply the traditional you to as a word or as a label, because it's something grander. Is that happening, I wonder? Even if it seems like, back to my last point about your energy shifting, even if it feels like that energy shifting is just your personal energy shifting, just for you, I'd be willing to bet that because you are who you are, because you are a very, very vast being, that one of the purposes, one of the focuses, one of the rhythms, one of the movements of your life is that you just keep getting bigger and grander. That you again, maybe without ceasing to be you, you become so much more. And the you that you've been has to take its place, her place, his place, in the context of, in the embrace of, in the unity of, in the vastness of a much, much bigger self. And so that leads to my fifth assumption. And that is, I'd be willing to bet you just don't feel like you as much as you did. It's just another way of saying you're becoming so much more, so much bigger, so much fuller. So much so that even your sense of identity, your sense of who am I, is changing. And maybe as 2014 ends and 2015 begins, maybe you're in the process of waking up to a changed you, a really different feeling you. And that can be scary. It can also be exhilarating. It can be all sorts of things. So those are five assumptions that just, I don't know, just showed up, just came to me, just, probably within the 40 minutes or so before we started talking. And I think what I'd like to do with those five is is look at what's the takeaway? What's the implication? What's the thread in all of them? And I think for me, the main takeaway is this. Each one of us keeps changing. We keep growing. We keep expanding. We keep deepening. We keep evolving. We keep dying and dying to what we were, and we keep being born anew. It's the rhythm of life. It's the circle of life, as they say in Disney. And it's a very, very powerful thing. And I think what maybe is a distinction between all of us who are gathered here and maybe some other people is that we're not here to find that seemingly comfortable niche that a lot of people seem to do and just stay there. Oh, yes, we'd like to. Sure, we'd love to. But for most of us, something in us just has a veto power about that, just doesn't seem to allow it, doesn't seem to want it. It's not what we came here for. So in that sense, that expanding and deepening process is happening in us because we're not here to find that comfortable niche. We're not here, let me say it another way, we're not here to find that safe, secure hiding place where we can just kind of go and say, I've got the me that I'm here to have. I can stay in this same place. I can be the same person I was last year. And again, it would be a marvelous thing, perhaps, if your soul was in favor of it, if your truth honored and supported it, if who you really are in the biggest space were just comfortable with you coming and just, you'll love this word, just being happy because everything's the same and everything's predictable and everything's just right and there's no pain and there's no shifting that changes you. So in that sense, we're here, and this is what I referred to briefly before, we're here, you and I, to live the equivalent of several lives within one lifespan. Let me say that another way. Maybe we're here to live several beings. We're here to be several persons within one lifespan. Maybe we're really not the same person that we were when we were 2 years old, 5 years old, 18 years old, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Maybe we're really, really, really different. And maybe that's by some design. We're here to open up to what's unfamiliar and let it become familiar. So if I go back to my first assumption that says you're deepening and that we're all enormously deep and that there's a you that's in there, in your depths, waiting for you. And I'd be willing to say, if I go out on a limb, that you is unfamiliar because it's been waiting in the wings. It's not been front and center. It's not been saying, yoo-hoo, here I am, here's a hint about the you of next year. It's just been waiting. And maybe if this new year is your year, maybe that unfamiliar is already in the process of becoming familiar. So we're here to open to what's unfamiliar. We're here to become somebody different from who we are now. We're here to find a self that's bigger, that's deeper, that's vaster, that's maybe a self that we never even dreamed that we would be and become it. Now, in a sense, the theory of that sounds marvelous, like, wow, that is so cool. That's a great way to do it. But oftentimes, in every one of us, I think you may be an exception, and if you are, congratulations. But in the vast, vast majority of us, there's a security-oriented self. There's a pain-sensitive self that says, oh, no, let me just find a place of comfort and happiness and joy, and let me just be there. You know, yes, I want growth. Yes, I want bigness, but. And something in your soul says, I'm in charge. I'm in charge, and you're here to be more, much more than who you are now. So if you'd picture yourself maybe 5 years from now, 10 years from now, but let's say 5 years from now just for kicks, and look at that, not the five-year plan. I'm not going to do that. Who do you see yourself being 5 years from now? I think all of us could say good luck on that one. But so I'm not doing that. But I think imagine or image that 5 years from now, even if you don't have a picture of it, and I'd say hardly any of us does, imagine how different you will be, or to say it another way, how different you would be if everything in you was on board, if everything kept saying yes, if everything kept taking that big plunge into the unfamiliar you, into the unknown you, into the unformed you, into the you that is born from your quantum depths, or the you that is downloaded from the field of light that you came from, or the you that did come with you at birth but has been waiting in the wings, waiting in the depths, waiting in the basement of your being until now. So let's pull all that to the beginning of this year, to now. Here you are. It's the beginning of this year. I wonder, what does this year have in store for you? Assuming a yes, and of course there's a yes in you to whatever it is, what's being invited? What new you is waiting to be discovered? And maybe as important a question, how willing are you now to dive headlong into what's being invited? How much have you jumped on the ship of self? And especially an expanded self, and a self you don't know anything about, and said a grand yes to it. I just happen to have the privilege of talking to any number of people to whom I find myself saying, wow, the reason you are going through such a catapulted death of the ego, through such enormous pain at this point in your life, is that there is a self that you barely know that is setting up your insides, not just to be born and birthed, but to shoot out of a cannon into your life and to take over whoever you think you've been. And frankly, all of these people I'm talking about are people whose selves are marvelous selves. They're amazing human beings. They're looked up to, for the most part, by their peers and by people around them as having it all or having a lot, as being these wonderful beings. What is it, Julius Caesar deified? Not that exactly, but people to be admired, people who've said yes. And yet there's more. And I feel like for at least half of us that I'm talking to today, and you may or may not be, but you may be one of those, I could say the very, very same thing. That is there a you that you don't know about or haven't known about or are getting the beginning the images of, feelings about, inklings about? And is there a you? Is there a quality? Is there a gift? Is there a self? Is there a facet of you that's coming alive? Is there something that hasn't been here before that this year right now is coming alive? I feel like, to perhaps overgeneralize, one of the main purposes of our time together right now, as we join together in the embrace of all of us together, in an embrace that's loving and supportive and caring and genuine and dedicated and committed to each of us being fully alive in a way that totally perfects and brings to fruition everything that we came here to be, that the main purpose of this time together is to help that to happen. So who, without getting too technical, without trying to put too much of a definition to it, who is this you that's being birthed, that's being born right now? And as you look at the self that you were last year, the remains of which is right here, right now, how embracing, how yes-ing is that you to dying off so that this new you can jump alive and be a self that, yes, has certain similarities to the old you, yes, has the same memories as the old you, but is present to yourself, present to life, present to the world, maybe in a very, 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 very different way. If I look at myself, I spent most of my life moaning and groaning, and Donna's been with me for 47 of those years. She will be my witness. Moaning and groaning. Yeah, do you hear that laugh? Oh, yeah, she laughed all the way, too. I don't know why. I said, why do you keep laughing at me? No, that's not true. Well, that is true. But anyway, but I spent most of my life moaning and groaning and feeling sorry for myself because I couldn't just find that cute niche. Because, well, that's not true. I found the niche, but 3 seconds later, I was kicked out of the nest. And I was on to something else, and I found that new nest, expanded nest, and said, yes, this is it. And sometimes I would even last as long as 3 days before it was time. And it's not that everybody's like me, but it's that we all share some of that because we started out walking through a regular human path. We have a soul plan that says it's time to wake up. So we wake up more, and then we wake up more to who we are, and we expand more, and then this facet of us opens, and that facet of us opens. And I noticed one of the reasons that certain people find me is because they tend to keep going. And again, as seemingly ideal as it would be, to stop at some point and at least take our breath and just let ourselves sit in that precious nest and not change anymore, at least for a while. It's not happening. So for me, I just, after I got over, my awful feelings because Donna's laughing at me all the time, I bit by bit, I started realizing, I'm guessing there's a pattern here that's probably going to end maybe about 3 seconds after I take my last breath and pass on to some other dimension. And I feel like that's probably true for each and every one of us. And so often we say, oh, but at my age, can I change? We know the answer to that, of course. I remember talking to somebody who was in her 80s, I think mid-80s, and started out with, all these things are going on with me, and I've done all this changing in the past, but I'm too old, blah, blah, blah. And we quickly got rid of that, and she made one of the most remarkable changes. She made a change that like a 25-year-old would make. And it was just utterly amazing. So if you would grant me maybe 6 or 7 minutes to just, I think I would say, lead us in a shared journey into yourself so that we could take what all my words are about and just let who you are be very, very, very present as you have been, but more focusedly now with that very self that's changing right before your very eyes. Because I feel like in this beginning of this new year, And if, by the way, you're listening to this months after this or even years after this, it doesn't have to be about a new year, because I'm guessing you'll be listening to this because it's about a new you getting birthed. So be with my words to whatever degree seem important, and ignore them to whatever degree seems important. Here you are, beautiful, created perfect, amazing, exquisite, divinely gorgeous. Here you are, having awakened to a self, having awakened to a life, having awakened to an amazing space that you occupy, a space that you have enormous respect for, that you consider sacred. Here you are, being so responsible and so responsive to your soul, to your truth, to your radiance, to your beautiful light. And here you are doing all the right things, whatever that means, all the things that feel right to you to do. And maybe here you are, with all the changes that are going on now, tempted to say, gee, am I doing something wrong? With whatever the changes are, is something happening that shouldn't be happening? And I have this to say, whatever's happening now is just perfect. It's just right. Even the feeling of it, the experience of it, even if it's painful, the pain of it, is just right. And it's inviting you, right here, right now, to embrace this creation, to embrace this shift, this change, this deepening, this expanding, this whatever it is, to embrace the unknown of you, to maybe admit to yourself, you know, as much as I have owned of who I am, maybe even that is minuscule. Maybe there's so much more of who I am that is doggedly determined in this moment to show itself to me and to invite me into it, as well as it into me. And so right now, I choose to let go. I choose to let go of my sense of identity, to let go of my labels for, my descriptions of, my definitions of who I am. And I just let go into the unknown self. The unknown self that perhaps is only minimally showing itself to me because its power is not in the tangible realms. Its power is maybe, perhaps, in the intangible realms. I choose to be the bigger, deeper, vaster, grander, much more powerful, hugely more powerful, me. And that's my truth. I, me, am changed. And I welcome being a new me. I welcome letting the me I was, even the facets of it that I really liked and perhaps treasured, I welcome letting them go. I welcome letting maybe what has been the most cherished something in me go. Not that it will disappear necessarily at all, but letting go of my attachment to it so that the next me can show up. Again, the bigger me, the deeper me, the fresher me, the newer me. And as I just keep saying yes right now. There's a magic. We could call it the magic of Baby New Year or the magic of this precious, precious time of birth or even the magic of creation, all of which fit. But there's a magic right now that's right here. And that magic awakens the new you. That magic moves that you into the space that's been shifting, moving, changing inside. That magic itself becomes you because this next version of you that's birthing just happens to be much more magical. Much, much more magical. And so as you sit with this new you, bigger you, whether you have a picture of it or not in your mind, whether it feels a certain way or doesn't feel at all, none of that is important right now, but as you sit with it, just let this description of this new you kind of fill the space and invite you into you even more. If I were the voice of magic, the magic of creation, the magic of this creation, I would say, I am creation itself, and I am at your service. One of my main reasons for existing is to serve you by lighting that spark of creation on regular intervals so that you can grow and deepen into who you now are. This is a magic moment, and I, magic, am here both to do my part and to instigate a new life in you. Take me, magic, into your heart right now and invite me and let me live here forever so that I can create from the heart from now on, so that with love and dedication and commitment to you, with compassion and feeling and sensitivity for you, with devotion and dedication and embrace of you, I can, every day of your life, keep creating you anew. For that, up front in your life, was our deal, our agreement. You allowed me to create you into human form, and you equally allow me to create you anew every day. And so on this beginning day, this anniversary of a new year, I pledge anew my commitment to be here every day and to do my job. And I ask only that you do yours, which is nothing more than an unrequited, huge, consistent yes. And we'll just be with that for just a minute, without words. and I really thank each and every one of us. This was so special and so beautiful, and I thank you especially for the privilege of allowing me to witness you in the deepest space of oneness, to witness the beauty of the you that is emerging. How very, very sweet. I would love to turn this over to all of us and invite a sharing. And this is the point at which anybody who feels like sharing anything, especially personal, if you feel like it, and it doesn't have to be personal either, but just sharing with us, just because the words thus far have been through me that have been inspired, and I'm sure that every word that would come from any of us would be equally inspired and a beautiful gift to us. So my one request is that nobody ask any questions, because I don't want to take it up too much to the mind level. So if there's anybody who would like to ask a question, if you're on the phone, all you need to do is not ask a question, but that was good, to share anything. If you're on the phone, just press *2. And if you're on the web, all you need to do is find that little box there, and then send it, and I will find it. And from the web, wonderful. Susan from Miami says, hi. By the way, 3 days ago, somebody from Vienna just wrote in and says hello and asked a particular question. But I just want to say to that person in response to the question, while I'm not responding to the question literally at this point, in truth, without words, we are responding to it. And so I'd like to just add a special energy to achieve exactly what your question was about. So thank you for that. And if there's anybody who would like to share something on the phone, please press *2. And I see no hands up at the moment. I've got this cute little column in front of me. It says hand. And so there's this cute little image of a hand that comes up after your cell phone or after your phone number. So, there's – oops, wait a minute. What happened? There was a hand, and it just disappeared. So if you – if that was you, then please press *2 again. It disappeared. So while I'm waiting for that, I will check the web. I go there. I push this cute refresh button, and nobody's there. Oh, my gosh, we got two people. This is wonderful. Okay, this is area code 720, and if you feel like saying who you are, please do that. You are on the line.
Hey, Phil, can you hear me? This is
Christy
Sloan. Yes, I can. Hi. I'm in Denver, and I wanted to say that I like to put a word to each year, and this year I picked out a title, and I wanted to share it because I found it was inspirational to myself to give to others.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so this year my word is miracles. And my subtitle to my year is Transformational Healing, Liberating Rebirth, and Radiant Joy.
Wow, Christy.
And I felt like some of what you said had some of that in there, so I just wanted to open that up for anybody else that wants that.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. First of all, I love those words in relation to you. They just feel so perfect. And it really was a gift to share that with other people. So thank you so much, Christy. That's beautiful. And it's so good to talk to you again.
You too. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we have somebody with area code 703. Let me unmute you. And hi.
Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I'm looking forward to listening to this conversation, your talk tonight a second time, mostly because I'll need to. But the thing about that you said about the one of us passing away and a new part coming forward is so interesting. I know I'm experiencing it as where did I go and who on earth is this new person?
Yes, who's occupying the body of Carol?
yeah, and it's I find it still quite muddled, but and maybe there is just a period of sort of void period in the rebirth, but it's like, boy, is that true? At least in my experience. And I'm looking forward to I hope what comes next, what evolves out of this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes. Oh, beautiful, Carol. Yeah, I feel like for you that really is true, that there's a sitting in the emptiness of it before it begins to show you its form. So thank you. Thank you for having that insight and for being willing to sit with it in the unknown.
No choice.
Exactly. Good. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And we have somebody from area code 410. Hi.
Hi, Bill. This is Joanne.
Oh, hello, Joanne.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks.
Excellent. I had taken your course, Embodying the Mystic Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
Last year, I guess it was,
yeah.
And I'm just reconnecting, and I wanted to say how much I enjoyed your words tonight. I got on a little bit late, but I heard what I needed to hear,
mm-hmm.
and that
yeah.
was that there's a purpose in all of the pain and the waiting and feeling like maybe I've made mistakes or somehow I'm not getting it. Whatever
mm-hmm.
it is,
mm-hmm.
it must be bypassing me. I've had 7 years of dealing with people with illnesses and people dying, and I've just mm-hmm. felt like, you know, what is my purpose really? All I do is seem to keep moving through all of these challenges, and I want so badly to be of service in the world and do my healing work, and everything always seems like it's on hold. And
mm-hmm.
so it was important for me to hear what you had to say,
yeah.
that there is a purpose to this, and I can't see it,
mm-hmm.
but it must be there.
Yes. Yeah, and I deeply feel the truth of what you've just said also, Joanne. So thank you so much for that. And I just want you to know, too, that just besides my being really touched by what you just said, by your description of what these last years have been about, I just also noticed and just want to put it into words that all of our love and support are there with you, too, in all of
you.
That purposeful movement.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much. And then I think as a last somebody to share, we have area code 212. Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey there, Bill. It's Jennifer Sloan, actually now Jennifer Dove.
Oh,
it's been
well,
a very
sister.
Long time. Christy's sister, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
This
is cool.
It's so funny because I pushed the same time she had pushed, and then my sister ended up on the line, which is funny. I have just had a whirlwind of experiences, and it was very relevant to what you shared. I ended up getting married the day after Christmas in France.
Wow.
We did a little wedding for my husband's grandmother, who's 85 and can't travel, which we weren't planning on doing. It was kind of last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after the wedding, we ended up going to Cyprus, which is the birthplace of Aphrodite.
Yeah.
And ended up visiting a castle, which is the Dio de Amor. It's the god of love castle. And none of this was planned. And it was, I've just experienced what you've been saying for so many years, that this other self coming forward and not knowing what would be. And it's been amazing to see it blossom. And
wow.
It's funny because I had named this year as well. And it's funny, it was the magic of miracles for me and the land of possibilities. So I just thought I would share that place and that I totally feel with you that many days of just crying and wailing and wondering if it's happening and then to see even a spark of it happen, and I know it's just the beginning. So it's Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Wow, Jennifer, your words just touched me so deeply. Thank you. And what a beautiful gift your words are to us, too.
Thank you, Belle.
Cool. You bet. Thank you. Oh, this is so cool. It's like old home week here.
I know.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody. My goodness, I don't know where this hour goes. You think somebody just keeps talking and talking. I don't know who that is. But anyway, thank you so much. This has been such a joy to me. And such a blessing to me just to spend this time every month with you. We get together a month from now. It happens to be Thursday, February 12th, and I can't wait. It will be marvelous. And I would like to push my little button so we can all say a precious goodbye. But what I'd love to do is have us all intend that the goodbye is a beautiful, beautiful, heartful blessing on each of us for especially this next month, but for the rest of our lives. And so we are ready. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. And goodbye. I love you all. Bye-bye.